With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The latest poll numbers are not being kind to President Biden. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more.
The latest New York Times Siena College poll shows a widening lead for Donald Trump and majorities of every demographic group saying Joe Biden is too old to be effective. According to the Times poll, the president is losing support from young voters and Hispanic voters. Meanwhile, a new Wall Street Journal poll shows Trump with a 6-point lead nationally and 80% of respondents saying that the president is too old to run for a second term. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Major changes may be on the way across the pond. Voters in the United Kingdom casting ballots in a national election to choose the 650 lawmakers who will sit in Parliament for the next 5 years. Outgoing Prime Minister Rishi Sunak surprised his own party on the 22nd of May when he called the election, which could have taken place as late as January of 2025. Exit poll shows Labour Party is headed for a major majority. Also at SRNNews.com, a couple of high-end shopping giants are struggling.
The parent company of Saks Fifth Avenue plans to buy rival Neiman Marcus. The deal is worth $2.65 billion. The new organization would be called Saks Global. It will be made up of Saks Fifth Avenue and Saks Off Fifth brands, Neiman Marcus and Bergdorf Goodman, as well as the real estate assets of Neiman Marcus Group and HBC, which is a holding company that purchased Saks in 2013. Both Saks and Neiman Marcus have struggled, as shoppers have been pulling back on buying high-end goods and shifting their spending toward experiences like travel and upscale restaurants. I'm Shelley Adler.
And this is SRN News. Well, the vice president is being fact-checked when it comes to abortion.
In a statement on X, Kamala Harris says if Donald Trump is elected president in November, he will, quote, ban abortion nationwide. But that's not true. And even pundits on the left are pointing this out. In fact, former President Trump has angered some pro-life advocates for refusing to endorse any federal limits on abortion, arguing that the issue is best handled by the states. Critics say the vice president's accusation smacks of desperation. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Biden administration telling emergency room doctors they must perform emergency abortions when necessary to save a pregnant woman's health. And that follows last week's 6-3 Supreme Court ruling that failed to settle a legal dispute over whether state abortion bans override the federal law that does require hospitals to stabilize patients. This is SRN News. The involuntary manslaughter case against actor Alec Baldwin on track now for July after a judge denied a request to dismiss the case on complaints that key evidence was allegedly damaged by the FBI during forensic testing. Defense attorney Mark Sinlander says the judge may still consider other charges against the veteran actor.
This case is unusual in that usually, if there is a workplace accident, even if it results in death, criminal charges are not filed. And the reason I am bringing this up is because that may be a consideration if Mr. Baldwin is convicted. It may be a consideration that the judge thinks of in deciding what an appropriate sentence might be.
Wall Street, of course, closed today because of Independence Day. Dow closed at 39,308 on Wednesday. More details at srnnews.com.